on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
And now, through the magic of broadcast technology, and this is beyond my comprehension, but Larry Potash, who is on the WGN-TV Morning News right now, is on the radio with us at the moment. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
I know you're anxious to talk about Chicago. Backstory. That's the name. Backstory with Larry Potash. I noticed on the promotional ads for Backstory, we have a photo of you. And we see the sincere and earnest-looking Larry Potash.
Yeah. I'm a terrible thespian, so I'm not one of those news thespian people. I just, whatever hits me in the moment, that's where I am.
Well, it works.
Okay.
10th season of Backstory with Larry Potash, and of course, the series explores the backstories behind some of the most intriguing tales in history, culture, religion, and science from Chicago and beyond. And Saturday night at 6 on the premiere, one of the stories that seems like it'll be fun involves Jim McMahon. Tell us about this one, Larry.
Yeah, you may not know this, Bob, but the Bears won the Super Bowl in Super Bowl 20.
I heard.
Yeah. And he had that headband. He had a number of headbands, but one of them said POWMIA. And so we did the backstory of that headband and found out who sent it. And we went to go talk to the family. And, you know, it's one of those things that when soldiers and airmen stopped coming home, the government was telling families, you know, keep quiet. We'll take care of it. And the mothers and the wives were the leading force, saying, "No, we're not sitting down and holding back. We're going to push." Mm-hmm. And so it's about that campaign and the search for some of these men. And it's we've found some amazing archival film of Vietnam. And it was a touching story.
Everybody remembers the headband, I'll tell you that.
Right.
And also, what's the historic houses feature you're going to be doing?
Yeah, so there are these houses, and you've seen them before. They're very prevalent in the Lombard area, and you wouldn't think anything of it. But if you walked up to these houses and you touched them, you would notice what made them different. They are made of metal. And they look like gas stations because they were designed by a guy who used to design gas stations, and it was his solution to provide houses for veterans returning home because there was a housing shortage. So we found this father and daughter who had made it their mission to catalog all these houses. It started as a history project when she was in high school, and now she's my age, so it's the longest history project in history.
Sounds like it. These are great stories that you've come up with. 10 years now, as we've said. 10 seasons, anyway. Seems like 10 years, I know. And do they come from viewers? Do you get a lot of suggestions?
I've been getting more suggestions since the show has been on, which is great. It makes my job a lot easier. I've got tons and tons of files of stories that I'll never get to, but sometimes it's just a matter of, I'm just curious, like beer. I did one on beer. Like, what's the backstory of beer? I don't know. So let's go do a story on it. And I'm always surprised in what I learn. It's been a great way to learn history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, one of the great things about what you do and what we do here is you end up, it's like you're going to a class at all times, isn't it?
It is. But it's fun because it's, when we were kids growing up, it was, remember this date and remember this name. And, that's not a fun way to learn. And this is, the question for me is, what is the story and what are the surprises?
Yep. Upcoming episodes of Backstory with Larry Potash. We will hear about the Playboy Clubs, mm-hmm. and that's an interesting history, I know. And also, I'm looking forward to this. Are you going to be actually doing this, going through your old baseball card collection? Do you still have them?
I do. I do, because, our fathers all told us how their mothers threw them away. And I made damn sure my mother didn't go anywhere near these things because I thought they'd be worth millions. So I had them assessed.
Wow.
And needless to say, I'm still here anchoring a WGN-TV. So that tells you something.
Well, and we do this feature every once in a while here in the morning called Trash or Treasure. We have our expert who takes the calls from people who have sports memorabilia and want to know if it's worth anything, if they should throw it out or save it. And a lot of things have exploded in recent recent years. I mean, the prices on some of these old baseball cards, and also last time we had him on the show. In fact, he was talking about ever since The Last Dance ran, anything connected to Michael Jordan has skyrocketed in value. So it's a great topic.
Yeah, things come and go. They go up and they go down. And as time goes by and things get lost or destroyed, then, of course, the remaining things become more valuable. So I think that's my only hope for my mass-produced late 1970s baseball cards, is if some more mothers out there throw away those cards.
I'm hanging on to my rookie Robin Baumgarten card.
Maybe she'll sign it for you.
I hope. Backstory is on WGN-TV, first episode of the new season, Saturday night at 6, and then it will be live-streamed and repeated wherever fine television broadcasts are seen. And this has got to be a fun project for you, Larry, to do this and to be doing it now 10 seasons. How great is that?
It's great because, as you know, in our business, 90 seconds is considered the standard story. Mm-hmm. And so to say, you know, I'm going to do a 9-minute piece, you know, the prevailing wisdom is people will never watch it. They'll get bored. But, you know, if it's a well-told story, people will stick with it. That's my belief anyway.
Right. And sometimes if it's a story that's a minute and a half, that's too long.
Yes.
It depends on what's going on. We'll be watching as the season 10 premieres Saturday night at 6 p.m. WGN-TV. Larry, always good talking to you. I think by now you're due back on the set of the morning TV news.
I'm going to run out there. Bob, thanks as always.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Take care.